SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
That's when I think we need to be alarmed that we need to do more to safeguard our democracy.
From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill has labelled democracy our most precious national asset. But some people say it's at risk. In this episode, we're asking, what does democracy look like in Australia? And is it on the decline?
I don't think we're doing enough to defend our own democracy against external threats.
Because competitor countries are seeking to undermine our democracy, and we need to fight back.
The democracies are under threat, obviously from dictators abroad, but mostly by craziness domestically.
Democracy is government by the people, and 77.4% of them in Australia are generally satisfied with our democracy. That seems like a pretty hopeful statistic, but it's actually a declining number compared to the previous 15 years.
That's when I think we need to be alarmed that we need to do more to safeguard our democracy.
Carolyn Holbrook is an associate professor in history at Deakin University.
And what I think we can see that's been happening over the last two decades or so is that there is a growing group of Australians who are disillusioned with democracy, and that trend showing up in polls.
She says it's young people and those who tend to be marginalised that are making up this group.
And they see sort of politicians with, you know, five or six or seven investment properties and people of older generations with several houses. And they're sort of shut out of the housing market and even to some extent the rental market. And these kind of things where people don't see that the democratic system is working for them makes them, you know, illogically, you know, disinclined to be supportive of democracy.
As well as social division, a recent government report stated distrust, false information, AI and espionage are also risking Australia's democracy. And in parliaments across Australia, politicians have also been discussing another democratic right, protests. Over the past two decades, 49 laws affecting this practice have been introduced.
MPs spent all night debating the laws, which mean anyone charged with obstructing a public place may be fined up to $50,000 or face up to 3 months in jail.
Is there a reason for this? Are protests becoming more extreme, or is this simply just a democratic right being diminished?
I don't really think it's a case of protests becoming more escalated or extreme that explains the proliferation of anti-protest laws. I think rather the explanation is that governments in Australia are exhibiting a growing intolerance of the very idea of protest and disruptive protest in particular.
Luke McNamara is a professor in the Faculty of Law and Justice at the University of New South Wales. He says restrictions to protesting can be stifling for democracy.
You know, I think if we begin to put limits around peaceful forms of protest because we find them disruptive to the normal course of events, then we really are eroding the capacity as members of the community to gather around important causes and to exercise a democratic right to express that in appropriate ways.
Political discourse around protesting has labelled the practice as something Australians should be grateful for. We only need to hear former Prime Minister Scott Morrison's comments about protests against violence against women back in 2021.
This is a vibrant liberal democracy, Mr. Speaker. Not far from here, such marches, even now, are being met with bullets, but not here in this country, Mr. Speaker.
I don't think it's a good thing if we think about protesting as some kind of luxury. You know, the capacity to protest is critical in a democracy. That's been shown all around the world. And so the mere fact that some governments in other parts of the world may be even more repressive when it comes to shutting down protests, that's nothing to crow about.
Australia has its shortcomings, but the country is not alone when it comes to a democracy in decline. In fact, nearly 70% of the world's population now live under a form of autocratic rule.
It's certainly the case that around the world, democracy has suffered recent setbacks, and measures of the quality and spread of democracy in different countries, but tend to confirm that in the last 10 years or so, things have moved backwards.
Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Thousands protesting Venezuela's contested election. The demand for freedom and democracy playing out in cities throughout Venezuela as well.
Italy is preparing for its first ever female prime minister, its first leader from the far right since the Second World War.
Australia has been shielded from some of the worst of these changes.
Bill Brown is the director of the Australia Institute's Democracy and Accountability Program. He says the country has many democratic advantages, such as how we vote.
It was Australians who developed a system of casting secret votes with a government-issued ballot paper that you write your preferences on, a voting booth that conceals how you're voting from everyone else who might have prying eyes. These seem so obvious and simple to us today, but they had to be invented. And their invention allowed for people to cast a vote based on their conscience without being pressured by other members of their society, without falling risk to violence or bullying.
He also points to features like our democratically elected lower and upper house, compulsory voting, and the Independent Electoral Commission.
I think there are lessons that could be learnt from the Australian system and the Australian way of doing things that would improve the quality of democracy around the world.
In next week's episode, we'll look deeper into democracy around the world. This episode was produced and presented by Olivia Diorio. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.